everybody here can easily understand.
Just because it's late doesn't mean we're done yet.
And the server, get the pen!
And the quarterback, you kidding me, coach?
There's still plenty more hits to dish out.
Well, he really hit the shit out of that one, didn't he? Look at that, he hit the f***ing ball. That gets a free sting.
This is Late Hits. Late Hits on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Presented by Dr. Jennifer Joseph. Get Physical RX. And by Dr. Krista Reyes, Texas Sinus and Snoring Audiology. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
This is the only live, local, and consistent evening sports radio show in the city of Houston. Late Hits, ESPN 97.5. Patrick Creighton with you, 713-780-3776. 713-780-ESPN on the HMP. Listener line on the text line on Twitter at PCreighton1. Josh Vance on the other side of the glass. The mass controls at IMJChevy on Twitter. On the Twitch stream, twitch.tv/ESPN975. ESPN975 app, ESPN975.com. Tell Google, tell Alexa, play ESPN975. You kind of know you want to take us everywhere you go. Big thanks to all of you who took the time to join us, the station, out at Wildcat Golf Club for the occasional invitational today. I heard a lot of fun was had. Many beverages were consumed. Lots of trash talk was made. There may or may not have been some colorful metaphors. And generally, a good time was had by all. And all done to help raise money for kids' meals. And terrific job by Courtney here at the station, who kind of coordinates this stuff. And you know, all our guys out there at Wildcat and the guys back here. You know, it takes a village, and there was a whole station behind that event, and it was a great event. And glad that so many of you were able to enjoy it and play some golf instead of going to work. Because look, everybody would rather play golf than go to work. I don't even play golf, and I'd rather play golf than go to work. I mean, I might lose every ball that I have in like the first three holes, but who cares? Hanging out, talking trash is way more fun than
I have to go to work.
Not that I actually work for a living. I mean, I sit on my butt and I talk smack for a living. It's not like I have a real job. I am one of the privileged few who gets to, talk about sports and not actually do something hard. A lot of you guys do hard things. You know, some of you do some like real heavy physical manual stuff. Some of you are, cooped up in a high-pressure office. I sit in here and I watch television and, Josh makes funny faces at me and, I get to talk into this here microphone. It's a rough job. It's a hard knock life, man. I will tell you it's a hard knock life trying to get to this position. But once you get here, man, it's definitely a lot easier and it's a lot of fun. And you guys, of course, make it a lot of fun because, you're here. You're the reason why, I always say I have the best job in the world because I get to hang out with you guys. I didn't get to hang out with you guys on the golf course today. I will get to hang out with you here on air tonight, tomorrow night, Friday night. Hopefully soon we will get another meetup together where we'll come out and I'll buy a bunch of people beer and stuff like that. We'll eat food and we'll yell at the television and other things that you do when everyone watches sports together. This is the fun that we have. Now, we're going to get into a lot of stuff. Let's start off with the Houston Astros. Before we get into the Astros and Venezuela playing today, which is an actual thing, and I will tell you that if you were trying to find a box score with real stats on the Astros and the Venezuelan WBC team, go to MLB.com. Because if you're looking for it on ESPN, if you're looking for it on Fox, if you're looking for it on CBS, if you're looking at all the quote regular places that you would find things, not there. Not even looked on The Athletic, they don't have it. Everybody has a little score, but they don't have any stats. No hitting stats, no pitching stats, no anything. No play-by-play, no like history of what was going on, no nothing. But you can get it at MLB.com. So you'll find they're in the bottom of the fifth. And the Venezuelan team leads the Astros 6-5 right now. This is live going on right now. Things that you need to know about. Mauricio Dubon has two hits. Yes, that Mauricio Dubon. In the leadoff spot has two hits. Jake Myers, he's having a tough day. Struck out twice in three at-bats. He's since been replaced by Corey Jolks. UH legend, Corey Jolks. Chazzy Fizz has two walks and two runs scored. Chazzy hasn't hit a whole lot this spring, but he's walking a lot.
Maybe Jeremy Pena can learn something from Chaz McCormick.
Breggy has also walked twice. Bly Madris, he is 1-for-2. He's even got a double. Justin Durden's got a triple. Brandon Belak started this game. He went three innings, gave up a pair of runs. Enoli Paredes had a clean inning where he struck out two. And then the Astros went to Jaden Murray, who's definitely not going to make the team. And he got his head handed to him in an inning. So it's okay. These games don't really matter. It doesn't matter if they win or lose. We just want to see the guys that we know are likely to, you know, be on the team or definitely going to be on the team. We want to see them perform. And so far, well, Chaz and Breggy and Dubon, well, they've done okay. And Enoli Paredes, who's not going to make the team, but is a guy who will probably spend some amount of time on the active roster at some point. You know, there'll be injuries. There'll be times when they get into, you know, the mid-months of the season where they don't have a lot of off days and arms get tired, need to call up fresh arm, whatnot. Enoli Paredes will probably pitch some innings out of the bullpen for the Astros at some point this year. He had a terrific season in AAA last year. You know, so he, you know, winds up having another very strong season at AAA. I'm sure he will spend some time on the Astros roster, at least for some point of the season. For those of you wondering, Jose Altuve did have the first at bat of this game, and it is the first time that Jose ever played against the Astros. The very first time. Here is Jose Altuve talking about playing against the only team that he has ever known in Major League Baseball.
I'd like to wear this Venezuela uniform again.
Yeah, it's an honor for me. You know, I'm very proud and I, you know, really excited representing my country.
How's it been catching up with all these guys, Miggy and Acuna and a lot of your...
Awesome, country? We're having a great time. We have a relationship off the field. And, you know, for a few days, maybe a few weeks, we're going to play for the same team and we're really excited about it.
About to have your teammates out here in the other jerseys. It's going to be weird.
Yeah, it's going to be weird.
So that was Jose Altuve talking with Brian McTaggart at MLB.com. And first time he's ever going to play against the Astros. Well, here is Altuve, very first at bat of the game, facing Brandon Belak.
And Venezuela fans cheering for Jose Altuve. Now, just to keep in mind, this is a WBC game, not a major league game, so there are no rules with a pitch timer. Jose, who likes to dig in that batter's box, can take his time. Jose said when asked about signing an extension with the Astros, he said, obviously, I've been here my whole career, and I hope to retire here. And he hits a base hit to left field in the first pitch he sees against his team. Maybe the only time he'll ever face the Houston Astros, and of course, Altuve rips one to left.
Thanks to our friends at AT&T Sportsnet Southwest for as long as that network exists anyway. Thanks to our friends out there with the call. Jose Altuve didn't waste any time. First pitch, bang! And Altuve, of course, leading off the game with the single. Altuve then was gunned down by Jake Myers, trying to advance to second base on a fly ball to left. Oops. So even though Jake Myers is not hitting, apparently his arm is fine, and that's good news because he nailed Altuve at second base. Nailed him. Probably a bad decision by Altuve to try to take off, but I guess he wanted to see, well, you know what? How good is Jake's arm feeling? Let's find out. Got second base. Guess it's feeling okay. These games that don't matter, you know? But Altuve with the base hit. Look, we want to see Altuve get some hits because there haven't been a whole lot of them in spring training. And like I said, realistically, you're probably not worried about as a guy hitting for another 12 days. We get to March 20th. It doesn't matter what they've done all spring. What matters is where they are right there in that moment when we get to March 20th, because you're roughly 10 days to the season. Are guys starting to find their rhythm? Are guys starting to find their swing? Do guys look like they're rounding into form? Are pitchers, you know, are they getting their breaking stuff over? Looking at you, Hunter Brown. You know, are they getting their breaking stuff over? Are they ramped up their stamina? Are they throwing, you know, 50, 60 pitches so that they're ready to throw 80 pitches by opening day and then 100 pitches within like a week or two? Getting guys on time for the season. That's kind of the most important thing here. So even if they're not quite ready right now, that doesn't matter. Let's see where they are in 10 days. Biggest thing is let's have nobody get hurt. Let's not have any pitchers suddenly with a drop in velocity of like 5 miles per hour going, what the hell's going on around here? As long as we don't have injuries, let's just see guys kind of get their rhythm and find their form. And over the next 12 days, when we get out of that 12-day period, let's see where they are at that point. And that's kind of where we'll get into, okay, is this guy going to be ready for the season? Is there a concern? Are they going to get off to a slow start, etc.? Now, the whole thing we referenced there with AT&T Sportsnet Southwest, RSNs right now are going through a period. And it's not a golden era. It's the golden era of Astros baseball. Apparently, it is not the golden era of RSNs in this country. Could things come full circle for Jim Crane next?
Your home for sports. ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. This is Late Hits on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Presented by Dr. Jennifer Joseph, Get Physical RX, and by Dr. Christo Reyes, Texas Sinus and Snoring Audiology. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
So all of you who had a lot of fun playing golf, would like to have a little bit more fun. This one will not require you to take a day off of work, though. It is the ESPN 97.5-92.5 5th Annual Bracket Madness. It's presented by Bud Light, supported by Rudy's Barbecue. We're giving away tons of prizes. Every single one of them is worth over $50. Did I mention this is free? Because it's free! And then who doesn't like free? Prizes include gift cards to Frankie's Italian Kitchen, Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage, Chewy's, The Burger Joint, and more. So go to ESPN975.com, register now. It's Bracket Madness, presented by Bud Light, America's favorite light lager. Unless, of course, your name is John Granato, then it is America's second favorite light lager. Or if you're Brad Kellner, second favorite. But everybody else is their favorite, whether they know it or not. Favorite. Like it. Now, you might have noticed I may have taken a slight pot shot at AT&T Sportsnet Southwest because their parent company, Diamond Sports Group, they in the Poe House. Apparently their parent group,
they're not making the monies.
And to give you an idea, I mean, they are not selling enough, right? Number one lifeblood of every network, every channel, everything is sales. You don't have sales, You don't have a network. And, you know, I was talking with Joel earlier today. He's like, you know, they don't have a pregame or a postgame sponsor for the Rockets. Look, I don't care how bad the Rockets are. That you don't have a pregame or postgame sponsor for an NBA entity in your team, your sales department absolutely freaking sucks and head should roll. That we're basically at the end of the season and they don't have this. Instead, the whole damn network's going to roll. So, Diamond Sports Group, which is, you know, what they... No, sorry. That's the Bally's Group. AT&T Sportsnet is owned by Warner Brothers Discovery. Because when AT&T and DirecTV bought CSN Houston out of bankruptcy, they paid $5,000. And every time I think about this, it drives me crazy because I'm like, I could have paid $5,000 and bought the freaking network. So in the bankruptcy case, because CSN Houston, when Jim Crane bought the team, was valued at $700 million. In bankruptcy, it was valued at $22 million. And DirecTV and AT&T, because they were not the same company yet, you know, AT&T would eventually buy DirecTV in July 2015. So this is 2014, the bankruptcy case is going on. And CSN Houston had won 5 or 6 Emmys in 2013, and they were nominated for 16 for 2014. The programming was fine. The problem was they couldn't get carriage deals. And at the time, the Astros were in the middle of their third straight 100-plus loss season. And, you know, everybody think, oh, well, you know, right now, today, your team is bad, so we wanna hammer you for these super lowball offers with no concept of the cycle of sports that I'm bad today, but I'll be good in like 3 years. Yeah, nobody could think that far ahead. So they couldn't get any carriage deals. And every time Comcast would come up with a carriage deal, it would suck. It was a money loser. It was terrible. And Jim Crane would reject them. And then the Rockets and Comcast were like, well, we're not on because Jim Crane keeps rejecting the deals. And I remember being in the courtroom that day when the judge said, Jim Crane was right to reject these deals. These deals are garbage. Every one of these deals is a money loser. Why would you agree to this? Jim Crane exonerated in open court. Remember writing about that, talking about that for like weeks. Because Jim Crane was the villain in this city. He was the villain. He was the reason why nobody could watch the team. He wouldn't spend any money. People, oh, he's too leveraged. Jim Crane is destroying the Astros. Update. This is how people felt in 2013 and in 2014. This is how they felt. And he was exonerated in an open court. Remember, it was a big deal. Because so many people in this city had to eat a whole lot of crow when Jim Crane was exonerated in open court. Whole lot. Now, you get to how this has progressed from AT&T and DirecTV buying the bones of CSN Houston. They laid off like 96 of the 141 employees who worked there. And they stripped down all the programming, and all they would do under the rebrand of Root Sports Houston, which was since renamed AT&T Sportsnet Southwest. Under that, they rebooted. They killed all the programming. They would only carry games. And they didn't even really do, in the very beginning, they didn't even do really a pre- and a post-game. You got about 5 minutes of pregame and 5 minutes of postgame. That was it. As the Astros got better, they expanded the coverage out. But they don't do all a lot of these other programming that if you like look at YES or NESN or SNY or, you know, the bigger RSNs and see all the different programming that they produce, they don't run any of that stuff because you've always run this bare bones type operation. Well, Warner Brothers Discovery now wants out of the RSN game. They had a deadline that they had to make their rights payments. The deadline came, they made a payment. They didn't make a full payment. They made a partial payment. And they told the teams, hey, you know what? We're not going to make a full payment. We can't. So because we can't, we're giving you until March 31st to come to an agreement to take your rights back, because each team is in control of their own rights in Major League Baseball. You could take your rights back for zero consideration, which basically means you could take your rights back, no fee. You don't have to pay a fee or a buyout or anything. We'll just give you back your rights. Here they are. Thanks. Or if they don't come to an agreement on taking back their rights, the network will file bankruptcy on March 31st. And I remember how during CSN Houston's collapse, because at the time, the CSN Houston collapse was an outlier in the RSN game. No RSN had ever collapsed the way CSN Houston did. It was the first one to just abjectly fail. And that was part of the story about CSN Houston was, in 2014, RSNs printed money. It's crazy to think this is 9 years ago. RSNs printed money. Everybody was trying to have some kind of joint venture or own their own network, et cetera, because the money was just so big. Look at what YES has become. Look at what SNY has become. NESN, MASN. You know, look at what some of these networks have become. They're mammoths. And because CSN Houston, fourth biggest city in the country, failed so spectacularly, that was part of the story. That was part of the sizzle. Here we are with a network that carries a team that has been to six straight ALCS and four of the last six World Series, winning two of them. A team that up until really 2 years ago in the Rockets was a perennial contender. They never won, but they were a contender every year. And they had one of the most exciting players in the league in James Harden. And here they are. They can't make their rights pays. And a lot of it has to do with they really seem to be kind of poorly run. Well, if you go back to how CSN was basically pushed into bankruptcy by its creditors, it's almost ironic. It's like karma has come full circle. And Jim Crane, who was given a bad bill of goods on CSN Houston and found himself on the weak side of that bankruptcy because the Astros owned almost 42% of that network, $700 million to $22 million, they lost a lot of money. All the rights fees that they didn't collect because they didn't have carriage agreements, so they couldn't generate the money. Now, Jim Crane on the other side. He is the creditor. He can push the network into bankruptcy. And wouldn't it be something if, much as AT&T and DirecTV picked the bones of CSN Houston for a mere $5,000 in bankruptcy court, if Jim Crane were now able to pick the bones of AT&T Sportsnet Southwest in bankruptcy court for pennies on the dollar and then have his own essentially television arm for his own franchise. Oh, there's lots we're going to talk about on this next.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Late Hits on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Presented by Dr. Jennifer Joseph, Get Physical RX, and by Dr. Krista Reyes, Texas Sinus and Snoring Audiology. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
For those of you who aren't on the Twitch stream, you're missing out on all the fun. Because it's on the Twitch stream where all the shenanigans take place, and there is much shenanigans. There are much shenanigans that go on. Bottom six, and Venezuela leads the Astros 7-5. Right now, the Astros are at bat in the bottom of the sixth, and Brian Sammons actually entered the game the top of the sixth to pitch in relief of Jaden Murray. Jaden Murray goes an inning and two-thirds, allows 5 runs, 4 earned, 4 hits, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts. I'd say that was not exactly the outing he was looking for. It's okay. Spring training. He'll be okay pitching in the minor leagues, whatever level he winds up at. That's how that works. But we've been somehow the discussion on in the Twitch stream became Full Metal Jacket quotes. So let's just say that Gunnery Sergeant Hartman has been in the chat, and it's been we've been having a little bit of fun, just a little bit. Now we're talking about CSN Houston and the bankruptcy and how AT&T and DirecTV took over CSN Houston after refusing to carry them, right? They refused to carry them when they were Comcast, but in the bankruptcy, we're very happy to pick up the bones for a whopping $5,000. I can't tell you how much that irks me. I could have laid out $5,000 and bought the network. You probably could have laid out $5,000 and bought the network. No, instead, billion-dollar companies, they got to lay out $5,000 to buy a TV network. That even devalued was $22 million. How do you get $22 million for $5,000? America. The rich get richer, man. I'm telling you. It was a conspiracy that you and I could not buy that network for $5,000. But at the same time, nobody knows how the bankruptcy process works when it comes to an RSN better than Jim Crane and the Astros from going through that experience 9 years ago. If I'm Jim Crane, I am not taking my rights back. I am pushing the network into bankruptcy. I'm going to push that network into bankruptcy, and all their bills are going to come up, and they're going to have to deal with each of their creditors. And when the bones get picked for pennies on the dollar, that's when I'm taking out my checkbook. Because Jim Crane's checkbook, kind of large. And once upon a time, he lost his network in bankruptcy for a penny on the dollar. 9 years later, now no longer a 100 loss team, but a 100 win team, basically perennially. We've renamed the ALCS the Astros Invitational. Now Jim Crane in the position of power to buy the network for pennies on the dollar and control his own broadcast. Now, the network already exists. All the carriage agreements, they are already in place. Your staff is in place, your studio, your equipment, your employees, everything already exists. The only difference is, now, when you're talking about generating revenue, you don't have a third-party network with their own board of directors and their own stockholders, whatnot, that now also need to make a profit. All the money is yours. It's like double the money. You don't have to let another – like there doesn't have to be a CEO that needs to make an extra $100 million and a bunch of board members that all need to make $50 million each. You know, and then whoever's on the – whoever the stockholders, they don't all have to get paid dividends and whatnot. None of that matters. The network becomes a wholly owned subsidiary of the baseball team, and they're just – everybody's an employee of the team. Or employer of the subsidiary of the team. The subsidiary doesn't need to make money. It just needs to cover its expenses. All the money goes back to Crane and the Astros. So no more, okay, so Warner Brothers Discovery is going to, you know, sell all these ads and make however much money they can and then pay you the fee. Now you have the sales team that goes out and sells all the ads and does that, and you just keep it all. The windfall of money that comes in is just, I mean, it's incredible. The opportunity for the Astros to just make stupid money. And we're talking about not just get on Yankees, Dodgers level, stupid money revenue, but exceed it. They basically, oh, we don't have a network. We have our own we have our own entity. We didn't have to share it with somebody else. Even Yes was a joint venture between the Yankees and, you know, another company that, that handled all that. You don't have to handle it. It's all there already. You're just taking it over and absorbing all the profit without having to pay board members and stockholders and all those other things. It becomes privatized and becomes your own. And that also gives them the opportunity to do something that AT&T Sportsnet just absolutely refused to do, and that is make a standalone app. One of the biggest issues that I've always had with AT&T Sportsnet is that in order to watch them, you either have to subscribe to cable, you have to subscribe to a satellite service, or you have to subscribe to some kind of streaming platform in order to get the channel. You cannot just buy the channel a la carte or download the app and subscribe on a monthly fee. I would happily pay $20 a month to watch AT&T Sportsnet directly through their app, as opposed to pay $75 a month to Fubo, which is like the cheapest way that I could figure how to stream that channel. Because if you don't have Comcast or Consolidated or whatever cable company, that's like $150 a month for one freaking TV. If you don't have AT&T or DirecTV or whatever satellite service, where in order to buy up to get the sports package is $135 a month for one freaking TV, and God forbid it rains. Even if you get like Comcast streaming, it's like $100 a month. Fubo, at least, you can put the app on your Fire Stick, on your Chromecast, on your phone, and you can watch it on any TV you want. But it's still $75 a month to watch one damn channel. I know damn well AT&T is not getting $20 for that $75. But if they open the damn app, they could charge $20 a month. I'd be like, here, shut up and take my money. And watch all the Astros and Rockets, I feel like. But they just refuse to do it. The Astros do that. You know what that is? That's a lot of profit. That's what that is. Also, it gives you a way to track how many people are watching it because you know how many subscribers you have. Now, it's another tracking mechanism of how many people are watching our games. And instead of getting, say, $4 a month from Fubo, you're getting $20 a month from each individual person. I'd say that doesn't suck. I'm just saying. And that doesn't mean you can't still be on Fubo and get your $4 a month. It just means you give people another option of, here, pay us $20 and watch everything you want. You can even go back and watch yesterday's game or last week's game or last month's game. You know? It's common sense stuff. And then here's the other part of it, because they own their own rights. They own their own channel. They can have that app available in places like Venezuela, where Jose Altuve is a national hero. Where they could have it in places like the Dominican Republic. They could have it in Puerto Rico. They can have it in basically any Central or South American country. They can have it in Japan. Why is Japan a big deal? I'm going to tell you why Japan's a big deal next. But first, you know what? It's March, and we know what March is. March is March Madness. It's also Madness Money. Why is it Madness Money? Because of our friends at MyBookie. This is an awesome time of year to get signed up and make some money on the NCAA tournament. And of course, a whole lot more, but on the NCAA tournament with MyBookie. Get started is easy. Go to MyBookie, use promo code ESPN975, get a 50% match of your initial deposit up to $1,000. Free money, people. Who doesn't want free money? Get all your extra funds right now, and for a limited time, get a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket for a chance at the big bucks. If you like to fill up multiple brackets, you know, to get that advantage, you could do that too. you know, the price of entry, probably less than an Uber, and we've all know what an Uber costs. You get a shot at like serious bucks with all these different online sites to choose from. You want one that makes it easy to bet, easy to win. MyBookie. Go to mybookie.ag, use promo code BET975, get the ultimate sports betting experience. Bet on anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Late Hits on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Presented by Dr. Jennifer Joseph, Get Physical RX, and by Dr. Krista Reyes, Texas Sinus and Snoring Audiology. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
Kevin Durant, made of glass, slipped on the court in pregame workouts and is out tonight against the Thunder with a left ankle injury. Tell you what, as often as Durant has been injured, I know that LeBron is hurt right now, but you think about how durable LeBron has been throughout his career. Those two guys are not on the same level. They're not. Kevin Durant is not on the same level as LeBron James. Not even like the next level. And, you know, unlike LeBron, Kevin Durant only wins titles when he's riding Steph Curry's coattails. Steph Curry won before Kevin Durant, won after Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant has not won without Steph Curry. Now, we're talking about the idea of the Astros owning their own network. The Astros have been at the forefront of innovation with how they construct and operate their minor league system, with analytics, with on-field, with front office, being the team of innovation when it comes to how they handle their media. It's just a natural transition. Every team is into the RSN model because that was the model of the last 10 years, really the last 20 years. But as the RSNs fail, and you've got Major League Baseball creating their own, you know, media division to try to take over broadcast for all these different teams that, you know, could find themselves without broadcast partners between Bally Sports being about to go belly up, between AT&T Sportsnet about to file bankruptcy. Baseball's trying to figure out short-term, how do we keep our broadcasts on the air? And then figure out how we're going to, you know, get some sales and generate some of that lost revenue in unpaid rights fees as the season goes on. The next progression is for teams to own their own operations and not have partners that need to be paid, not have partners that stick their hand in the pie for half the money, etc. Because a team can employ all the same people and not pay those other companies and make twice the money, maybe more. And they can play these, you can either license the app or, you know, sell rights fees to be covered in other countries as well. Major League Baseball allows teams to have their rights be used in other countries. The Japanese market's a huge baseball market. The biggest free agent prize in the history of baseball is going to hit the market this offseason in Shohei Ohtani. Ohtani is not just the greatest player in the game. He is not just an absolute star pitcher and hitter. He is a monster international brand. He is literally the current year, like this era's version of Babe Ruth. Star pitcher, star hitter. Hasn't been anybody like him for 100 years. And he is a colossal hero in Japan. He's a hero. For as big a hero as Hideki Matsui was for the Yankees, who was a two-time All-Star and a World Series MVP, Japanese media followed the Yankees all over everywhere they went, whether it was home games, you know, packed with Japanese media, everywhere they went on the road, packed with Japanese media, games being broadcast in Japan, the Mariners with Ichiro, who's a Hall of Famer with over 3,000 hits, Japanese media all over the Mariners for over a decade was Ichiro with the team. Those guys were heroes. They're not heroes like Ohtani. Right? Those guys are like Green Lantern, and Ohtani is Superman. Like they're the guys nobody cares about. And Ohtani is just the superhero of all superheroes. And Ichiro's a legend. Matsui is a great player. Ichiro's a legend. Ohtani blows both of them out of the water. Do you know what kind of revenues the Astros would generate having a Japanese language broadcast? Either on their app that could be purchased in Japan, or in a rights fees agreement with a Japanese company to air all the Astros games with Shohei Ohtani as an Astro. Imagine what baseball fans in Japan would be like. No longer does Shohei Ohtani's season effectively end in June on baseball purgatory, what is the Angels. Now he's playing for a world title every single year. He's on a contender. His games matter. The Astros become in Japan what the Rockets are in China and still are because of Yao Ming. The Rockets are still the most popular basketball team in China because of Yao Ming. It was 20 years later. There would be so many people in Japan running out to buy Shohei Ohtani Astros jerseys. There'd be a 4 to 6 month backlog of trying to get that jersey order fulfilled, and that's just in Japan. You know what the outflow would be here in Houston, in Texas overall? Shohei Ohtani coming to the Astros? There's no amount of money to pay Shohei Ohtani that he doesn't generate in revenue, because that's how big his international brand is. You paid him $50 million a year, you'd make that just in the merchandise that he's going to generate for you across two continents. He is that insane of a brand. And then to put him on a team that's a World Series contender every year? Taking over their own broadcast operation, like I said, it now puts the Astros' revenue into a stratosphere where they're not just Yankees-Dodgers. They could exceed Yankees-Dodgers, which means the amount of money that they can put into the team, they don't have to be scared off by people like Stevie Cohen in New York. They don't have to be scared off by the Yankees and the Dodgers because they're just generating that kind of money. Not to mention the extension of the window by adding a player like Ohtani. We sold out at Minute Maid Park every night. The press box won't hold everybody because there'd be a throng of Japanese media at every single game, because best player in the league, best team in the league, suddenly married. And just think how badly fans in New York and fans in LA would just break. They can't beat the Astros as it is now. The Astros have Ohtani. Their minds would explode, their hearts would break, and we would revel in their misery. But these are the opportunities that are available by picking the bones of AT&T Sportsnet in bankruptcy, as opposed to taking your rights back and letting them off the hook. It's a little bit of the dirtier side of business, but Jim Crane got done dirty 9 years ago, and this is karma coming back. And now, instead of finding himself on the short end of the stick, Jim Crane now wields the hammer. And I really want him to swing it as hard as he possibly can and smash everything to bits, buy the little tiny pieces, and then rebuild it all. And then the Astros get to that next level of revenue where luxury tax doesn't mean a damn thing because they're just generating revenue. You know what else generates revenue? Winning. Every time they win a World Series, it's a license to print money. How many of you spent $40 on a hat, $85 on a hoodie, $40 on a t-shirt, $10 on a lanyard, and then you spent it on you and your wife or your husband and all your kids, maybe your brother and your sister? Yeah, you spent a ton of money. You probably spent at least $500 on Astros World Series gear. That doesn't count any other Astros gear that you bought, a Space City jersey or a hat or both, for you, for your significant other, for your kids. And if you're an Astros fan, you probably blew at least a grand this year on merchandise. At least. From the start of the year through the World Series, you blew at least a grand just on merchandise. T-shirts, hats, jerseys, lanyards, whatever. You blew a grand, minimum. If you're a season ticket holder, you probably blew $3,000 on merchandise. Well, there's, what, 5 million people in this city? If we just cut it in half at 2.5 million and we split the baby to $1,500 each, what's 2.5 million people dropping $1,500 each? You know what that is? That's a boatload of freaking cash is what it is. That is more money than you and I will ever see. That's what it is. And that's just, you know, ballpark, local BS merchandise. Not even talk about the casuals. Not even talk about the people who go to like 1 or 2 games a year. That's just, say, half the city buying normal amount of stuff. Josh, you trying to figure this out on a calculator? Does the number fit in the calculator?
It actually doesn't.
You got to go 4 spaces from billion.
Yeah, I knew it was a wrap when like my phone calculator did the E9. I was like, oh my goodness.
I mean, the amount of money that was spent is just obscene. It's obscene. You're 4 spaces from million. You know what's 4 spaces from million? Begins with a B. Now, all that money obviously doesn't go to the team, but that's how much money every apparel company got, Academy and Dick's Sporting Goods and Walmart. Everybody shared this like $5 billion pie of merchandise, and that was just like Space City jerseys and World Series stuff. That's how much money is involved. And the Astros can just go straight up next level, own their own things, run their stuff in every different country that they can possibly imagine. But in Japan, they'd be watching every Shohei Ohtani game, every single one, if he were wearing an Astros jersey. Half of Japan. How many people live in Tokyo? Like 40 million? At least half the city would buy an Astros jersey with Ohtani's name on it. We're talking about just stupid money. You couldn't make this, you know, in any video game, like the amount of money that just gets made in real life. And all Jim Crane has to do is say, I'm going to put your asses in bankruptcy. And I'm going to buy you for pennies on the dollar. And if Jim Crane buys that network for like 10 grand, I think I'll throw a party. Because if that's not karma, I don't know what is. Late hits.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.